Good, everybody. How's it going? How's it going? You are listening to Renaissance Bodybuilder. I am your host, Michael O'Toole, and I am here. No, how y'all doing, guys? What's up? How's it going? Let's start off by, how I'm doing. I'm great. I am pretty, feeling pretty good, actually. Right now, I'm on the high of like, I'm watching this anime called Jobless Reincarnation, and man, the writing on this bad boy is insane, y'all. Like, I like show just shows, movies, anime that take me on an adventure. All right, take me on like. Big time adventures that have their own type of storyline coming off of this one big adventure. That is amazing stuff. Like, that's how this anime is. And a couple other ones too. Just like the time I got reincarnated into slime. That one's good. And similar to the whole, one big storyline with a lot of other storylines coming off of it. And yeah, it's really, really good. Really, really good stuff. So that's kind of what I'm on right now. I'm really, really, really dope about that. But let's jump right in to today's topic. Lately, I've been feeling nervousness, like a lot of nervous energy around me. Like when it comes to making decisions about, how I move, or even something as little as like tasks, getting tasks done, like maybe even posting a picture on Instagram and or recording an episode, talking to somebody, going out. Like I just been having a lot of nervous energy, and I'm not sure like where it's coming from. I'm not sure like what I've been thinking about lately that has me really, really nervous. I mean, I think I know kind of where it's deriving from, but I'm not too sure. Like maybe, so for me, I think it's like, I feel like I've had more eyes on me. Whether on social media and or in real life. I just feel like everywhere I go, there are eyes staring. And I mean, I get it. What I was told is that, not everybody is 6'2", huge and walking around like normal. I get that, and that's cool. But I don't know if I could ever get used to this. I don't know. It's kind of weird. So with that comes like, even just the nervousness of going to the store, because people are going to stop and stare. I know this sounds kind of weird. This sounds like first world problems, right? it's kind of weird, but I'm just, this is like my truth, I guess. Like I just getting very, very nervous energy when it comes to anything that I want to do or that is public facing, I guess. But I guess that's something I'm working on. I talked to my therapist about it. And since it was like at the end of our session, we didn't get to really go into too deep about it. So I'm just going to, I guess, wait till our next session, because I shouldn't be this nervous. I should have, I guess, confidence. Do I not have confidence? I don't know. I'm even feeling nervous energy about even putting this out there, because what I'm afraid of people, what people are going to say, how, what I think, also what people are going to think of me. But then why do I care so much? Like, I'm literally lost. But yeah, I guess some things I got to work on when it comes to that is, am I comfortable with myself? Like, is that a question I should be asking myself? Like, why why do I care so much about what other people think about me or say about me? That is stopping me from just doing regular stuff and carrying around nervous energy. Acceptance, I guess. Is it a, am I, like these are questions I'm asking myself. So what I'm, I guess, doing right now is I'm talking out loud, but like, I just, and then I guess the another thing, I guess one thing that comes to my mind is like, so I get when people say they have to like create personas that will help them move through certain crowds, move through certain people. I get that, but then my mind then now jumps to straight nervous energy and say like, okay, then what if they don't like their persona? What? Man. Yeah, that's something I gotta really, really work on. Back to that being aware of my surroundings, aware of my feelings when I feel this energy. I was reading an email from, or I guess a newsletter, I should say, from Dive Through. It is a mental health application that with like journals, articles, all centered around, you know, the different type of mental health conditions that are out there. So, and in this newsletter, it was saying, when you do feel a certain type of energy, whether it be nerves, fear, whatever, you should stop, take a moment, and keenly be aware of everything that is going on. Like, how is your breathing? Are you smiling? What is the emotion that you feel? Do you want to cry? Do you want to fight somebody? Like, you name every single thing that is happening to you. And then you start to turn those around. Tell yourself, nothing is going to happen. You're going to be fine. If you post this, that is fine. If you go to the grocery store, that is fine. If somebody stops you, cool. What is the harm? There's no harm. So you're going to be fine. You're going to be okay. You know, these are things that it just kind of says, repeat to yourself. And after naming your feelings, I guess for me personally, it works. But I guess this is like something I have to continue doing. I guess I'm looking for like one time fix. Come on, let's go. But I'm keen now. I'm becoming aware that how dealing with mental health conditions is a journey. And I know, I guess I'm going to be in this for the long run. And it's something I guess I got to get ready for, right? Yeah, I have real bad anxiety, bro. Start sweating, start having like mini panic attacks. I remember this one time I had a mini panic attack in the car before going to the gym. And I was just like, I don't know what is going on. And I had to like remember what was the last thing I was thinking about. And this is like when me and my partner broke up, or I guess was on a break. And I was just thinking about him leaving. Like, I was just thinking about, like, what if I didn't have him anymore? And that I didn't like the feeling I got. And that essentially kind of gave me a panic attack. So I just called him and we talked it out. But that is an example of me going through an emotion and feeling it and then naming it. What is that? What does this mean? And then next steps. I also remember another time, like even earlier today, I had a feeling I just felt like being depleted of water or food or something. And I just felt like I had to keep drinking water or keep eating to like get some energy back. That was the feeling that I felt this morning. And I was just like, what is going on? And I had to think about like what I was thinking about. And literally what I was thinking about was just all the tasks that I have to do before, I guess Halloween, because I have a lot of stuff to do before Halloween. I just started getting nervous because some of these things have deadlines, and I was just like, oh man, I don't know if I'm gonna make out. I don't know how this is going to look. So basically I was inviting that, like that nervous energy, and a lot of what ifs, and I don't know if I can and stuff. Though that kind of energy is what I was inviting. And I start feeling my body like leaving, like being depleted of energy. It was kind of weird, but yeah, that's just another example of like all this nervousness energy that I've just been feeling lately. And I'm trying to figure out like where it's coming from and how can I stop it? Like, why am I always worried so much? Prayer works. I know that. But it's taking too long time, right? I just gotta wait and keep praying, keep inviting positive energy, keep cheering myself on, leaning on my friends more and talking to them, because I just feel like all of them have confidence out the wazoo. Like, all of them are just, they seem, or, you know, what I see, I guess, is just like exude this confidence. And not just my friends, like a lot of people do. I look up to people like that. Like I look up to y'all, man. So if that is you, keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. Because it is helping people like me build confidence in ourselves to continue to be ourselves outside of our minds. Anywho, thank you for listening as always, and I will catch you on the next episode, guys. Peace.